We have all been invited to meet the beautiful friend. I don't know about you, but I think most people can't resist, in the long run, a divine invitation. You understand what I'm saying? I think we've all got two choices in the matter of meeting our beautiful friend. We can either come to meet him with our dancing clothes on, or we can meet him from the perspective of a stretcher as we're carried into God's hospital to meet with Dr. Jesus. Dressed for dancing or on a stretcher, what's it going to be? Personally, I think I'll get my dancing clothes on and begin learning some of God's fancy footwork. I'm confident the Lord will show us the dance steps. After all, dancing was His idea, you know. And I don't mean that nasty stuff the world does. I mean the kind of dancing that requires a relationship and some knowledge of your partner. Matching steps, turning with the rhythm, dipping at the lulls and rising at the crescendos. I'm Social Porter and this is Outposts, broadcast semi-live from the late evening, cascading banks of the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. This is the fourth Friday of the month, so it's acoustic jazz night. Something special, something beautiful. We've got cool jazz and the kind of contemplative conversation that makes you say, something smooth for the late night people or maybe those on their way to work. I suppose some are sitting up late in their big armchair, pondering the things which occurred today, or maybe the things which didn't occur today. Others are just late night people. They just seem to function better after the sun goes down. I have no idea why. Your reasons are your own. And then there are the people who are up late because you can't sleep. Stuck in that gray place between awake and asleep. The gray place where nothing hides, tossing and turning like a fish out of water. All right, now sit back. Breathe in. Breathe out. And it'll be okay. We'll be right back. God gives us beautiful words if we'll listen closely enough. I want my words to settle into the hearts of the wounded, the beaten down, and for those who dwell in a loneliness so terrible that it has withered their hearts and bowed them to the ground. God will give us pockets full of hope to give away like candy in our pockets and words made beautiful with the anointing of the Lord, the infusion of the Holy Spirit, soaked in the well of heaven, the Radiant One, Jesus. Oh yes, He will. Lord, overcome us with Your beautiful love. I've listened to many a prayer offered up for other people, from myself and others, and every now and then, I'll hear the most beautiful words flowing out of the mouth and heart of a beautiful believer, and it is a dancing melody that makes me close my eyes to see Jesus. Sometimes the words are like a cleaning woman dusting the shelves of someone's heart with her emerald green dust cloth, making bright the sweeping purples and dazzling yellows of that person's life. Other times the words come like delicious sparkling water, cold and refreshing, clear and alive with vision, peace, and discernment. I think I've grown weary of the words I've used as my old standby words in prayers. I'd like God to give me beautiful words, words full of His presence to give to a world which has lost its way and is constantly driven through a sieve of vicious circumstances. Lord, fill our mouths with the prosperity of Your goodness. We need You, Jesus. Younger days, so often my words were toxic, and now, looking back, I'm pleased no one died from drinking my water. But God has changed my source of water. He has caused His poetry to overwhelm me, causing me to become a rhythmic and rhyming life in Him instead of a toxic well. To me, the Lord is a dazzling, one-of-a-kind compass who not only points in the right and righteous direction, but sings a lullaby of peace and hope, a gentle song of rest and the promise of becoming and overcoming, through Jesus, the radiant lover of my soul. He causes me to look out upon the world around me with brilliant, clear eyes and to know His dance steps. He leads me through His dance while the stars sing to us as only stars can. They sing between their joy and laughter in unbroken praise. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The Lord sees us as His poetry, and by the blood of Jesus, God planted His glory in our heart for the world to behold. He lives in us. He is singing rain and dancing light. And because He lives in those who believe, yes, you too can sing and dance. Many years ago, I had a dream. And in that dream, I was broken, filthy, and twisted in a dark, so dark it was suffocating. Suddenly, from far away, a door opened and light stepped in the dark. I could see it was a person, strong and straight, walking towards me. When he got closer, I could see it was someone who emanated their own light and wore a crown. He stopped in front of me and called for me to come to him. Oh, I abhorred myself in his presence, but yet he called and called again. I couldn't resist the divine invitation. As I went towards him who was the beautiful light, my filth fell off, my twist became straight, and my brokenness became whole, so that by the time I got to the king, I was beautiful like he was. He leaned down and looked at me closely. Then he said, "You can dance." Then he smiled so big the universe bent around him. Music began to play from the light around him. He pulled me up to stand on his feet, held my hands high, and we waltzed all over the room. The closer he gets to all things, the more all things become like him. Yes, you too can dance. You are.
Do we know God sees each of us as the apple of his eye?
Not the worm in the apple, but as someone beautiful. Because he lives within our heart, we are empowered to respect life to our abhorring murder and loving justice, empowered to ardently honor the covenant of marriage between man and woman, despising adultery and betrayal in any fashion. We are empowered by God to highly esteem the property of others to overcome our fleshly inclination to steal what is not ours, and enabled and authorized to be like Jesus in that we are honest and transparent, refusing to take a bribe. Psalm 33:1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise from the upright is beautiful. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. 1 Peter 3:3-4. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. The Lord makes us his people to be beautiful, and he gives us the authority to make beautiful the world around us. Don't you know, according to 2 Corinthians 2:15, we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. He gives to us who believe on him his fragrance, sometimes like the fragrance of rain, sometimes like grapes or flowers, That's my daddy's cologne, and I've smelled him many times. Like the little girl who nearly died, and one day years later when it was going to rain, she asked her mother, "Mom, can you smell that?" The little girl crossed her arms across her chest, closed her eyes, rocked a little bit, and said, "That's what he smells like when you lay your head on his chest." There seems to be many who hate because they have no recognition of the destiny available to all humanity. The beautiful one, Jesus, the one King and Everlord, calls us all to his perfectly designed destiny. The book of Luke is about Jesus, the Son of Man. The book of John is about Jesus, the Son of God. I call John the Whomsoever book, and whomsoever can come to him to be made beautiful, you can do that. You too can dance. He says, "Come, throw off your morgue death outfit and put on your dancing clothes." Sing beautiful words. Don't you know God has made in you a perfect music-making machine? It is your voice. At best, man-made sound systems are 50 to 60% efficient. But the human voice? Ah, now there is an amazing instrument. The man-made sound system is typically a tuned box, a box that is fixed size, and the only way it could become more efficient would be for it to be able to change size for each note the speaker must reproduce. But God, that's right, but God has given it to all men to be able to make perfect music. As our voice rises or falls to sing a note, our sinuses expand and contract to the correct tuning of what our voice should be doing, making it so if a low note requires a lot of air, our sinuses expand to make a long sound chamber so the low note is resonant. If we need to sing a high note, our sinuses change to shorten the amount of air needed to go high. With a little training, it is a perfect sound-creating gift he has given to all mankind. By the grace of God, you can sing, you can dance, and you can know beautiful words from the heart of the Lord to give away. You, yes, you in Christ are beautiful, and Jesus has made you that way on purpose. Genesis 49:21. Nathalie is a deer let loose. He uses beautiful words. The word beautiful there is the Hebrew for goodly or glistening. Start now looking to the Lord for glistening words for yourself and others. Ask Him. It is His good pleasure to give us good gifts. according to Matthew 7:11, "If you, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" There will come a time in heaven called the Day of Stars. It will be a time of singing and rejoicing when the stars, whom God knows by name, will walk down the streets of heaven. Banners of praise for the Lord will stream. Cheering and singing by the inhabitants of heaven will roar. Music from the glory of God will bring us all to our feet. That's the day we'll meet the stars of heaven, the ones who caused us all wonder and marvel for all of our lives, who guided our paths on open seas, through mountain passages, across deserts, inspired hope and peace, and assisted in guiding the wise men of Matthew 2. What a day that will be when our mouths will never be turned down again. Our eyes will have smiles in their corners forever. Hearts will be filled with the presence of God. And the light of the Lord will be our light forever and ever. Oh, what a beautiful day. What beautiful people. What an amazing and beautiful Jesus we will dance and sing with. You too can have beautiful words. Put on your dancing shoes. The music has started in you. I can hear it from here. That's right. And think about it. In Genesis 12:14, it says, "When Abraham came into Egypt, they saw Sarah was very beautiful to behold." In Ezekiel 33, the Lord describes the prophet's ministry as being like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. The Lord has called all of us to walk in the world around us similarly, as one who has a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well. Zechariah 9:16 portrays us who are ransomed from death, saying, "And the Lord their God will save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they are as stones of a crown, sparkling in his land, for what comeliness and beauty will be theirs." Friends, let us be God's beautiful words, speaking garlands of grace in the ears of the lost and dying. This has been Acoustic Jazz Night here at Outposts, a semi-live broadcast from the deck overlooking the cascading banks of the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge, and every evening is oh so pleasant. I'm Social Porter, and this production has been brought to you by Living in His Name Ministries, good old Eddie down at Area 22 Guitars, Clarence Cable at the Skyline Drive-In, the wonderful ladies out at Ruth Originals, Kevin, Perry, and Tommy of the Mebane Freedom League, White Knuckle Studios, and Trinity Bakers, where there's always something good in the oven. Music was by the Pete Minger Quartet, Yellow Jackets, Plaz Johnson, Gary Willis, Dieter Malherb, Phil Keggy, and Marcus Miller. All music use is licensed by BMI. The Lord has so many beautiful things to say. They always fill me with hope. I need to hear His words. I want to hear them. God's words change everything. His beautiful words have changed my life. My friends, the thunder of His coming rages at the edge of the horizon, for He is coming back for what is His, you and I. We are beautiful to the Lord. We may not be perfect, but He thinks we're to die for. The Lord will give us His beautiful words. He'll teach us His beautiful dance, and He'll empower our voices to sing with the love and power of our beautiful Savior. If you look for Him, He will find you. Do this with me. Put your thumb and first finger together. Rub them around in a little circle. Do you see that little space between the two fingers? If you give Him that much, just that little bit, He will show you how to walk to heaven to touch His face. Yes, He will. Thank you for listening in. I hope you've enjoyed us, and we'll meet again soon. Amen.